Okay, today we're going to do Daf Tes Amud Beis of Maseches Moed Katan. We were really right in the middle of the story. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai had two Talmidim that had come to visit him, Rabbi Yonasan ben Asmai and Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim, who had come to learn Torah from him. And when they left, they impressed Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai very much with their Derech Eretz in taking leave of him twice. So he told his son Rabbi Lazar, you should really go to these people and receive a bracha from them. They seem to be extraordinary people. They seem to be really, really special. So we were up to Amrulei, my bayis hacha. So, which is the last words in line are Amrulei, about six lines into the page. So Amrulei, Rabbi Yonasan ben Asmai, Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim said to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, who had come to receive a bracha, my bayis hacha. What are you doing here? Amrulehu, he said, the Amrulei Abba zil gabayu d'livarchuch. He said, my father told me I should come get a bracha from you, that you guys are such special guys. So Amrulei, they said the following bracha, and it doesn't really sound very nice at all. They said a whole bunch of things. Number one, they said Yehi Rava. It should be the will of Hashem that you should plant and you should never harvest. Nothing should ever come of your planting. Second, they said, ta'ayil v'lo tepuk. You should bring things to sell and you should never be able to sell them. You should buy a lot of stuff to sell, you should never be able to sell them. Tepuk, third thing, v'lo ta'ayil. You should spend a lot of money on things that are found somewhere else and you should never be able to even bring it here to import it to be able to sell it. Number four, lichrov besach. Your house should be destroyed. Number five, you should live in a temporary dwelling place. You should have to live in like your summer home because your house won't be there. And your table should be all messed up. And finally, you shouldn't see the new year. So it sounded like a terrible curse. And Rabbi Lazar went back to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's father. He said to his father, not only did these guys not give me a bracha, they said these awful things to me. Amar Leis, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, okay, tell me what happened. My Amar Lach, what exactly did they say to you? So they repeated exactly what they had said to him. Amrulei, so Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai explained to his son, no, hanach kulu birchasaninu, every last word that they said was really a bracha. And let me explain. Tizrav lo techtzad means told the banim lo yamusu, that you should plant and not harvest, means you should give birth to children and they shouldn't die during your lifetime. Harvesting is ketziras, cutting off is a reference to dying. Ta'ayil v'lo tepuk means ta'ayil kalasa, that you should bring daughters-in-law into your house, you should marry your sons off to women, and they should never have to leave your house, because they would only leave the house if their sons died, and they had to go back to their fathers' houses. And v'lo le'musu b'nach de'livkun, your children shouldn't die, so that your daughters-in-law would leave. Tepuk v'lo ta'ayil, you know what that meant? Tolid binasa, you should have daughters. V'lo yimusu gavrach v'lo hadru livasyach, that livasayach, that it means. What does it mean that you should buy stuff somewhere else and never be able to import it? It means that you should send your daughters off to get married, and they should move in with their husbands, and their husbands should never die. That they should ever have to come back to your house. Lichrov besach v'leisu v'shpizach, that your house would be destroyed and you'll live in a temporary place. Tahay al mushpizach v'hi Alma Besa. This world is considered a temporary dwelling place. Olam Haba is considered a permanent dwelling place. Dechsiv, Kirbam Batem Liolam, Altikri Kirbam Ela Kivram. The ultimate house is the Kever. That's where we're going to be forever. So the Kever is called a Bayis. So that's what he's trying to give you a bracha, that you should live for a long time in the temporary dwelling place in this world, that you should have a Richus Yamim. Levalbo Psarach, that your table will be messed up. That just means Bibani Vanasa, that you can have so many children, so it's very hard to keep a neat house when you have children messing everything up, but it's really the greatest bracha. It's the most beautiful kind of sloppiness. When he says you shouldn't see a new year, what he meant is that your wife shouldn't die, so you should have to marry a new wife. It means that in the same year you shouldn't have two wives. You shouldn't have to take on a new wife. You shouldn't have to experience a new shana rishona, as they call it, a new first year of being with a wife, where you have to be extra special sensitive because your marriage with your current wife shall last forever. Your wife shouldn't die. Rabbi Shimon, so those are all brachos. In a similar, not so similar, but in a related bracha story, Rabbi Shimon Chalafta iftar minei de Rav. Rabbi Shimon Chalafta took leave of Rav. Amar lei the brei. So Rav said to his son, Zil gabe de levrachach. This guy is very special. You should get a bracha from Rabbi Shimon Chalafta. So Amar lei, Rabbi Shimon Chalafta said to Rav's son, Yehi Rava de lo tevayesh. it should be the will of Hashem that you should not embarrass other people. Velo tisbayesh. And in that zuchus, you won't become embarrassed by others. So it is a bracha. It didn't sound like a curse, but you know, like of all brachas to get, that I shouldn't embarrass other people or be embarrassed. Also gabi avu. So he went back to his father. Amalei, my amalach. So his father said, "Nu, what did Rabbi Shimon Chalaf to say to you?" Amalei, milin bi'alma. He said like silly things, you know, about being embarrassed. Milin bi'alma da amalei. Amalei, the father said, Bracha barchach birchisa devarchan kucha brich li Yisrael vitanaba. Are you kidding? The bracha he gave you is the bracha that Hashem gave Klal Yisrael and repeated. Tichsiv pasgin Yoel says va'achalta machol v'savav v'ilaltem v'lo yevoshu ami li'olam. That the greatest bracha Hashem gives is that lo yevoshu ami li'olam. My nation will never be embarrassed. And the pasuk right after that says v'idatem ki biker v'Yisrael ani v'lo yevoshu ami li'olam. It's the bracha that Hashem decided to double up. It's a great bracha that we should never have to be humiliated, that we should never be embarrassed. So main point number two, Rabbi Lazar received brachos that sounded like, or what, number one, I don't even know what we're up to. Rabbi Lazar received brachos that sounded like curses, and Rav's son received a bracha to never be embarrassed, which is the ultimate bracha. Now going back to halachas of Chol Hamoed, va'usi isha tachshita. We said a woman is allowed to use all of her cosmetics on Chol Hamoed. Tan Rabban the Braisa tells us, Eluin tachshita nashim, what are examples of cosmetics that a woman would use? Kocheles, she puts eyeliner on or eyeshadow on. Upo keses, she puts something that smooths her skin out, does hair removal. Uma avira alpanea, she puts some sort of blush on her face. V'ikada amri ma averes sakin alpanea shalmata. Some say it means that she does hair removal on lower extremities, lower parts of her body. Debitu d'Rav Chista, the wife of Rav Chista Mekashta, used to use cosmetics on Chol Hamoed. Ban pe kalasa, even when she got older and she married off children and she had daughters-in-law, she was still using cosmetics on Chol Hamoed. Yosef Rav Huna bar Chimna kamed Rav Chista. So Rav Huna bar Chimna was by Rav Chista, was learning by Rav Chista. Yosef Kamer, and he was saying, Lo shanu liyalda, avul zaken lo. I thought cosmetics is only mutter for a younger woman who it matters to, but an older woman, what does an older woman care about cosmetics? So it shouldn't bring her so much simcha, so maybe it shouldn't be mutter for an older woman to use cosmetics on Chol Hamoed. Amalei Rav Chista Rav Huna, you don't know anything about women. Hello Kim, afilu imach, even your mother, who's very old, afilu imadimach, even your grandmother, afilu amedes al kivra, even a woman who's right by her grave, who's about to die, damri is still allowed to use cosmetics on Chol Hamoed. Damri and she, you know what people say, bas shitin kvas shis, lekal tav lerata, that a 60-year-old runs like a 6-year-old when she hears wedding bells. You know, the girls get excited about weddings no matter how old they are, even when they're very old, and they get excited about makeup and they're interested in looking pretty no matter how old they are. So every woman is allowed to use cosmetics on Chol Hamoed. So the next main point, even older women can use cosmetics on Chol Hamoed because they also get simcha from it. They also get excited by it. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lo Tasu. Rabbi Yehuda said a woman should not do hair removal of by putting this plaster on her skin. Not hair removal, but softening her skin by putting this plaster on her skin, because while this mud or plaster is on her skin, it's very annoying and not very pretty. It's only afterwards that it's going to look pretty, but she can't do it on Chol Hamoed, because on Chol Hamoed itself, she's going to have this stuff on her skin. It's not so good. Tanya, so the Braisa tells Rabbi Yehuda Amar Isha Lo Tasud Mipnei Shenivul Hula. She can't do this because it's a gnai, it looks disgusting on her. But umod Rabbi Yehuda besit sheichol lekaplo b'moed shetofalto b'moed shalf pishem etzeri yachshav smechi lachar zman. But even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that if it's the kind of thing that she'll be able to remove still on Chol Hamoed, meaning she may be applying it on Chol Hamoed, but she'll be able to take it off on Chol Hamoed, and then she'll enjoy the benefits of it on Chol Hamoed, she's allowed to do it, because even though it's annoying right now and it's causing her tsar right now, but you got to keep a long-term view into account. So long-term, she's going to benefit from it on Chol Hamoed itself. So that's still overall considered a simcha. Frak the Gemara, an interesting question. Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold that we keep the long-term view into account? We take the long-term view into account, and therefore we look at it as a simcha. And there is a Mishnah Masech Avodah Zarah where the Mishnah describes how 3 days before the non-Jewish holidays, we're not supposed to do business with the Goyim because they're going to express Hakaras HaTov to their Avodah Zarahs, that they are able to do these great business deals. And the Chum say that you're not even allowed to collect debts from Goyim 3 days before their holidays, because we're afraid they're going to go thank their Avodah Zarahs for being free of any debt, that's going to be a weight off their shoulders. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Nifran Mehen, Neshe Meitzar. Rabbi Yehuda says you are allowed to collect the debts from them because it's a pain to pay back money. No one likes to pay back money. The Chacham said to Rabbi Yehuda, what do you mean? You got to keep the long-term view into account. Short-term, it's a pain. But long-term, it's a big burden off their shoulders. It's a big weight off their shoulders. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda is the one over there that does not accept the long-term view. He says, no, it's a pain right now to pay, and therefore you're allowed to get paid by the Goyim right before their holidays. But over here, he says, if she's going to enjoy the cosmetics, ultimately, even though right now she's not enjoying, you got to keep long-term view. Which is it? Does Rabbi Yehuda hold of the long-term view or not? Answer Gemara two answers. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Hanach L'Hilchas Moed, Tekulu Meitzar Achshav Sameach L'Achaz Mandenu. He says, Hilchas Chol Moed in general, everything you do in Chol Moed, every time we allow you to do malacha, no one likes doing malacha, no one likes doing work, but it's defined as a simcha if la'achar zman, if after some time, in the long term, it gives us simcha. That's what Rabbi Yehuda thinks in Chol HaMoed. We take the long term view into account. That's the very nature of everything you do in Chol HaMoed. Ravina Amar, Kuti Linyan Piron, Le'olam Meitzar. No, when it comes to a guy paying back money, he's always going to resent the fact that he had to pay back money. It's not going to be that he's going to be relieved that he doesn't have debt anymore. He's always going to resent the fact that he ever had to pay the Jew back money. So therefore, that's why Rabbi Yehuda considers it a tsar. He does generally take the long-term view into account. He thinks the long-term view by the case in Avodah Zarah is that the guy's always going to be upset about it. So the next main point, Rabbi Yehuda allows cosmetics that are a pain, provided that she will enjoy their benefit on Yom Tov, even though he assumes a guy paying back money is purely a pain, either because all of Hilchos Chol HaMoed involves some inconvenience, or because Goyim always hate paying back Jews. So again, Rabbi Yehuda allows cosmetics that are a pain, provided that she'll enjoy their benefit on Yom Tov. He assumes a guy paying back money is purely, is purely a pain, and therefore you're allowed to do it within 3 days of his holiday, either because melachas chol hamoed always involves some sort of inconvenience, or because Goyim always hate paying back a Jew. Amar Rav Yehuda, Benos Yisrael sheyigilu pirkan, girls that are already have two hairs, that are already gedola, that are already physically mature, v'lo yigilu shanim, but are not yet 12 years old. So they're physically mature, but haven't yet reached the age. Anios tofles hasan, if they're poor, tofles hasan besid, you're allowed to use hair removal products. Ashir of sid, ashiros tofles hasan besolas, if they're wealthier, you use a very fine flour as a hair removal product. Benos melachim, if they're even wealthier, they're royalty, b'shemen amar, then you use the finest type of cosmetic product called shemen amar. Shnemar shish chadashim b'shemen amar. Pasuk Megillas Esther says that in preparation for meeting the king, these girls were given what princesses were given, shemen amar. So there are three types of products depending on your level of wealth. My shemen amar, what is shemen amar? Rav Huna bar Chiya amar stachas. It's a type of oil that's mixed with fragrances, and it's called stachas. Rav Yirmi amar shemen zayish shelo hevi shlish. It's olive oil, where the olive did not grow to one-third of its growth, and it was picked off the tree prematurely. It's apparently very fine oil. Tanya, Rav Yehuda Omer, anpikinon, that shemen zayish shelo hevi shlish, that you want to know, olive oil that comes from olives and not a third growth is called anpikinon. That's how we would call that oil. V'lamasachno, so why would they use this oil? Shemeshra saseir ma'adin asabas, because it removes the hair and it makes the flesh much more shiny. So it was a good beauty product. Rav Bibi Havalei Barta. Rav Bibi had a daughter, Utfala, Tfala Ever Ever, and he would apply these products one limb at a time on his daughter. Shakala Arba Me'azuzei, And when the time came time for her to get married, she was so beautiful from the use of all these beauty products that she was able to demand a dowry of 400 zuz. Havahu kuti b'shevusi. So there was this guy in his neighborhood who said, wow, he had such a beautiful daughter because he applied these beauty products there. I'm going to get the same products. I'll do the same for my daughter. But instead of doing one limb at a time, tfala b'chad zimna, he did it all at the same time. And his daughter, Umesa, and the daughter died from too much makeup. Amar katla baby libarti, and he would always say, Bibi killed my daughter, meaning because I took his lead, I followed his lead in applying this stuff to my daughter, and I didn't know how to apply it properly, so that's why my daughter died. So he blamed Rav Bibi for his daughter dying. Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Bibi deshasi shichra bayan bin se tafla. It was because Rav Bibi was poor and he had to drink a lot of beer. That was the cheap drink that they would have, so that's why his daughter needed hair removal products, because beer puts hair on your body. Anan deloshasi shichra, we don't drink so much beer. Lo bayan bin se tafla. Our daughters don't need these hair removal products. So the main point, certain oils can only be used on parts of the body at a time, and others aren't necessary unless you drink beer. Other type of hair removal products are not necessary unless a person drinks beer. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, will pick up at the top of Daf Yud Amud Aleph tomorrow.